This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1861. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded January 18th, Alaska, Angola, Anguilla, Australia, Biafra, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, Germany, India, Laos, Malaysia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Norway, Solomon Islands, Ukraine, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Walt Somoniv has returned to Victoria from 10 or 11 days on his periodic de-expedition to Haida Gwaii Island, B.C., where he can enjoy de-exing with zero local man-made noise level. His full report has appeared in the DX Listening Digest Yahoo group, and much of it in DX Listening Digest, starting with Alaska. The Kodiak U.S. Coast Guard communication station has been carrying out HF DRM tests, which he has heard, or rather seen, because these tests had no audio, just visible information. 2450 kilohertz is the first frequency reported, January 10th at 0410 with 100% copy, including a schedule for these broadcasts mentioning other frequencies, apparently changing from one week to the next, 6850, 5200, 8000 even, and 12100. So if you hear DRM on any of those utility frequencies, that may well be what you have, Kodiak, Alaska. Or I should say, if you see DRM. With his Dream software, he was still getting error codes on many of the pages. He also heard another frequency, 5200, January 14th at 0134, and the 15th at 0124 with a crash start. Speaking of crashes, there is a collision between KNLS Alaska and Radio New Zealand International on 7355, sometimes, such as January 12th at 1303. I was hearing them both, with RNZI with news in English, and KNLS with Chinese religious programming. The thing is, KNLS is supposed to stop that frequency just before 1300 when RNZI takes over, at least according to some versions of their schedule. I see that they designate 7355 as channel 51, and another frequency where they're supposed to be, 9655, is channel 61. These are meaningless to listeners, but must be in-house terminology, so maybe they mix up 51 and 61, accounting for punching in the wrong frequency, sometimes for the 1300 broadcast. Ron Howard in California, Bill Bingham in South Africa, and I have been checking for the only Angolan shortwave frequency, 4949.72 or 73. Bill says it seems to be a matter of chance whether they are on the air or not. They were definitely off the air January 15th. I was hearing them January 16th at 0406, good modulation, and an S9 signal with a time check for 506, an ID as Radio Nacional de Angola. But on the 17th and 18th, neither of them were hearing Angola during morning or evening checks. Finally, Bill Bingham found them back on the air January 18th at 1745, as did Wolfgang Büschel in Germany at 1933, although a very weak signal, measured on 4949.727. Anguilla has been off for another week from 6090 at night and 11775 in the daytime, as of January 18th, so once again we're wondering if they may be gone for good, but they've had protracted absences before. Time is running out for shortwave from ABC and Australia, both the Northern Territory Service and Radio Australia. Artie Bigley sends some recent press about this from The Guardian Australia. The headlines tell the story, but the full reports are in DX Listening Digest. It's essential Outback workers fight ABC decision to ditch shortwave radio. That was from Guardian Australia and from ABC Online. End to ABC's HF shortwave radio service to leave remote travelers vulnerable, says tourist operator. Thanks also to Bruce McGibbon for sending that one on. And another one from The Guardian Australia. ABC unmoved by pleas to save shortwave radio service for remote regions. Here's just one quote from the last one. There is still time for the Sydney-based, city-centric ABC to reverse this decision that was made without proper regard for the impact on remote territorians. The frequencies which are about to be deleted for the Northern Territory are 4835, 24 hours. At night from 0830 to 2130 UT, 2325 and 2485, and the rest of the daytime on 4910 and 5025. As for Radio Australia, they only have three frequencies in the daytime and three at night, the changeover times being 09 and 21 UT, starting at 21 on 17840, 15415, and 15240, and then starting at 09 UT, 9580, 12065, and 12085. Ivo Ivanov has been tracking what the Bulgarian shortwave site is doing with the clandestine radio Biafra, scheduled at 15 to 16 and 18 to 20 UT on 15325. However, it varies from one day to the next. Sometimes the broadcasts appear. In between, there will be Brother Hysterical from 16 to 17, but on one occasion, it was only him instead of Biafra. As of January 13th, anyway, operations seem to be in order, with Radio Biafra at 1500 to 1601 and 1800 to 2000, and Brother Stare from 1602 until 1800. Reports in the Rádio Escutas group in Brazil from Paulo Michelon, Welby Garcia, and Ian José Silva indicate there is a crisis at one of Brazil's major medium wave stations, the 100 kilowatt on 1280 Super Rádio Tupi in Rio de Janeiro. The journalists working there have not been paid for 6 months and went on strike, and they think there is also an ownership crisis that's likely to be sold and consequently change its identity. Some Canadian radio news from Dan Siss at IRCA DX Monitor. Granted is a new station in Edmonton, Alberta for the currently vacant frequency 580 kilohertz. This one will be commercial 10 kilowatts full-time with a South Asian format, call sign CHBA. Also granted a station in Brampton, Ontario on 1350 CFKA. As for 600 in Vancouver, BC, granted for a 10-kilowatt full-time South Asian format station called Sherry Punjab Radio, no call sign yet. On 880 in Brandon, Manitoba, CKLQ is moving to FM 91.5, but the AM is to remain on the air for a while as a nested repeater. An extension to the construction permit for the 600 in Montreal, TTP Media has now until June 30th to get its new News Talk station on the air. January 12th, around sunrise, 1330 UT, I enjoyed hearing a couple of Canadians, CJOB 680, with the treacherous Winnipeg area traffic report. By the way, its day and night patterns are supposed to go north, not south. And on 750, mixing with KOAL in Utah, was CK750 or CKJH in Melfort, Saskatchewan. From the alt.radio.networks.cbc news group, Mike Cooper forwards a post from Dan Say about the new season on CBC Radio 1, including return of Terry O'Reilly's very entertaining show, Under the Influence, exploring the crazy world of trademarks. It's Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. local time. We reported that Radio Triunfal Evangelica, a pirate in Chile, had reactivated for Christmas on 5825, But Claudio Galas in Chile on the Condition List says it's still on the air in January, heard on the 11th, with a lot of fading between 23:12 and 23:59 UT. On January 15th, Ron Howard in California says it has been about a sesquimonth since Gannon PBS, China, went to a new frequency of 5979 instead of 5970. It would seem rather a long time to be just an error in entering the frequency, so is it a permanent change? They had a variety of music in Chinese, January 15th at 1331. Among the many anomalies at Radio Havana, Cuba, Sunday, January 15th at 22:51, I found the English hour, supposedly to Africa, on 11435. That's a well-known Cuban spy numbers frequency. It's supposed to be on 11880, where there was no signal. Obviously, yet another mix-up, facilitated by sharing the transmitter between the spies and the broadcasters. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel notes that he's no longer hearing HCJB direct from Ecuador on 6050. It used to be on the air reliably until 0500, including they were trying German for a while, hoping to be heard in Europe, I guess, especially since the person running in Ecuador is a German, Horst Rosiak. However, he got a reply from Horst saying that their schedule is now signing off at 0230 instead of 0500. And they sign on at 925 in Quechua and 1100 in Spanish, playing the national anthem both times, but they're also off the air during the daytime between 14 and 21 UT. With Anguilla off the air from 6090, we're clear to hear other countries, such as Amhara Radio in Ethiopia. José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX in Brazil, reports to Hardcore DX, hearing that January 16th at 0422. The frequency was even in the Amharic language, lots of fast music, no interference from other stations at that time. About 3 hours later, however, I was hearing another station on the frequency besides Brazil, which is off frequency. And I wonder if Radio Kaduna Nigeria might have reactivated after a few months, needs further checking. Regarding those shortwave test transmissions by Shortwave Service Germany I mentioned last week, and suppose they were from Armenia, which they'd used before, Christian Milling says, nope, not Armenia and not Bulgaria either, but he had invited us to guess, since he says he's contractually obligated not to reveal the sites. Here are the remaining transmissions. January 21st and 22nd from 12 to 13 on 9900 for Eastern Europe, and January 28th and 29th from 15 to 16 on 6015 for Western Europe. They consist of music and announcements. Ron Howard in California says on January 14th there was amazing propagation of AIR Aizawl, India 5050. At 12:30 UT, it was completely blocking out Guangxi Beibubei Radio in China, which normally dominates the frequency, and a rare day with a strong signal from India, news in English, mostly readable. China, however, did fade up later. After China signed off, he was again hearing AIR Aizawl at 16:12 until it went off at 16:30, but they were carrying a music program produced by AIR Shillong, and in English. When WRNO is off the air, as it has been lately, you might hear All India Radio on 7505, as Ron Howard reports, via the New Delhi Kingsway transmitter January 17th at 0215 to 0220, subcontinental music and singing, probably in the scheduled Nepali language service. There was no hint of WRNO. It was a gray line path for him. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio, 1861. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William T. Hassig in Illinois, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Now, monitoring the only active shortwave frequency from Laos, 6130. From Masset, B.C., Walt Salmaniv says, the 50-kilowatt non-directional transmitter of Lao National Radio Vientiane was heard January 15th at 1415. He notes that Ron Howard had mentioned previously on World of Radio, that's the tough catch, gone are the days of easy armchair copy. Walt says still terrible copy with awful adjacent splatter from North Korean jamming of the Voice of Freedom on 6135, which easily bleeds down to 6130 in all of its glory. Almost as bad as the splatter from the other side, CNR1 on 6125. Remove these and the copy would be fine. I could hear snippets of speech. Using synchronous detection helps when it locks, but it won't lock for very long. Heard a bit better, apparently, by Koji Hashimoto in Japan on 6129.97, January 17th at 12 UT with ethnic music and news, and they strike seven gongs at 12 UT, which is 7 p.m. local time. If you hear that, that should be enough to identify it. Wolfgang Büschel has also been checking for it on remote receivers, and he says recently it's been on 6129.975 as measured January 16th at 1225. Ron Howard in California says the only Malaysian station being heard lately is 9835 Sarawak FM via Kajang on the peninsula. Nothing heard from 6050 or 11665. January 12th, there was special programming due to the passing of the Chief Minister of Sarawak, Tan Sri Adnan Satem, who died the day before. There would be 7 days of mourning and flags at half-mast. There was mostly nonstop reciting from the Quran and brief IDs and some music. So the period of mourning would continue and be over by January 19th. He was hearing more of the same January 14th at 12:12. 1300 and 1400 with breaks for news. It's still on at 1548. There's been a lot of press from Norway and beyond about that country closing down FM broadcasting in favor of DAB, digital audio broadcasting. Much of it appears in this year's DX Listening Digests. I say, please tell me how DAB is any better than FM in covering difficult terrain as claimed, deep fjords and high mountains. DAB operates on even higher frequencies than the 87 to 108 megahertz FM band, twice that, in fact, than what used to be the high VHF analog TV band. That means it's even more limited to line of sight. Guess what? For broad coverage of terrain, bending over and past obstacles, nothing beats medium frequencies or even low frequencies. And with digital, it's all or nothing. About Solomon Islands Broadcasting, Ron Howard in California says, as of January 18th, I'm no longer hearing any extended broadcasts on 5020, as I had noted late last year. Have been checking many days around 1230, but this year it seems there's no extended programming past 1200. Their daytime frequency, 9545, he reports hearing January 18th at 4:38, with a DJ in Pigeon playing pop songs and asking questions, such as, what is 60% of 300? And he read out a list of people who answered correctly. At 0500, there was ABC News, parallel to Radio Australia, on 15240, 15415, and 17840, but SIBC suddenly went off 1 minute later, while the RA News would be continuing. He says maybe after this month, this will be the only place to hear ABC News on shortwave. Dan Goldfarb of Medium Wave Mast found an item from the Ukrainian news agency, interfax.com.ua, medium wave Ukrainian radio to cover all occupied territories. A permit was issued on January 12th to broadcast on 873 kilohertz from a tower at Chasiv Yar, currently used for mobile and cell phone signals, according to Vlad Ticharev. The story says, the permit to broadcast on 873 on the territory of the anti-terrorist operation ATO in Chasiv Yar in the Donetsk region. During the daytime, Ukrainian radio with 50 kilowatts will be broadcast to a number of territories, and at night, signal coverage will be much better, covering all the occupied regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, quoting the National Council member Sergei Kostinsky as saying. He also said that Broadcasting Radio Communications and Television Concern, BRT, is changing the antenna design, which will be transmitting the signal. An issue with the transmitter is being resolved. According to rough estimates, it will be technically possible to launch the broadcasting within 3 months. Thus, the inhabitants of the occupied territories and controlled territories will be able to listen to news programs of the Ukrainian radio, as well as programs developed in partnership with the Voice of Donbass and Radio Liberty, which are adapted for the residents of the occupied areas of Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Here's another report from Harold Froge in Michigan of that El Dorado, Texas station, KLDE 104.9 FM, is relayed on the 11-meter band from Dallas on 25910 FM, WQGY 434. He heard it January 8th, before and after 17 UT, that being a Sunday with the First Baptist Church of El Dorado. Also on 105.3 San Angelo, as announced, with a live church service. It's hard for Americans to get Voice of America to send them one of their nice annual calendars, but it can be downloaded from a PDF file if you want to print it out yourself, even if on ordinary paper, but be sure it's in full color. Roger of RHCI-online.net has a link to it. It's too complicated to speak, but it does appear in the new DX Listening Digest number 17-03 via worldofradio.com. I had a look at it, 28 pages. The theme this year is celebrating diaspora communities in the U.S. Lots of lovely photography of festivals, parades, and native costumes. Thanks to Nino Marabello in Italy, Alan Rowe and Patrick Travers in England, for confirming hearing World of Radio on the new frequency and time for us from Hamburger Local Radio, Sunday at 11:30 UT on 9485. They were all hearing it on January 15th. Patrick was hoping for an EQSL. I'm sorry I have to disappoint him and anyone else who might like one, as I leave the QSLing to the stations which carry this program. However, before I retire, I imagine I might well offer a special QSL for World of Radio myself. However, one station does have a special World of Radio QSL design if you hear it and report it directly to that station, which is WRMI. Which reminds me, the way things have worked out in programming shuffles, there have been no airings of World of Radio on WRMI between Thursday afternoon and Sunday night. So now Jeff White has agreed to add one on Friday starting this week. It's at 2230 UT when three frequencies are in use in parallel, 11580, 6855, and 5950. I can also confirm that the three morning broadcasts of World of Radio on 9955 are also now in parallel on 6855. That is Thursday at 1230, Tuesday at 1200, and Wednesday at 1415 and a half. I remind everyone to check 6855, which is now carrying a variety of WRMI programming parallel to various other frequencies, depending on the time of day. You may well have better reception on 6855 than the others, especially if you're not too far from Florida. John Carver in Indiana reports on part of Alan Weiner Worldwide. He was able to hear January 13th on WBCQ. Big news was that Alan and Dr. Becker were going to a hotel on Inauguration Day and would be broadcasting comments throughout the day on 7490 and 9330. Bigger news was that operations manager Robert Ellis at WBCQ lost his 1890s farmhouse to fire in the middle of the previous week. All animals on the farm survived, and Robert had minor burns, but he lost everything, including his wallet, in the fire. For the next week or two, any donations made to WBCQ would be given to Robert to give him a hand up. Some X-band news on 1620, January 13th at 2302 UT. I heard a non-ID for News Talk 1620, now on FM 92.3. Well, that leads not to WTAW in College Station, Texas, but to WNRP in Gulf Breeze or Pensacola, Florida. This FM relay is apparently new, and of course, it's only a translator, W222BR, even though it now gets equal or top billing to AM. In the medium wave circle, Barry Davies in England says WRDW 1630 in Augusta, Georgia, has a new sports format, ESPN, heard January 13th at 0700. It was previously News Talk and Sports, but not from ESPN. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes some changes in the Voice of Vietnam language schedule to Europe between 20 and 22 UT on 7280 and 9730. Now there are 28-minute broadcasts at 20 hours in German instead of Russian, at 20:30 in French instead of English, and at 21:30, now that's the time for English. Remember Neil Carlton in Ontario, who used to do a radio stamps feature on HCJB's DX Party Line? Now via Lynn Harman, IRCA, he says some health challenges have prompted a downsizing. I've delivered my radio stamp collection to Sparks Auctions in Ottawa. And there is a catalog of sorts with some excerpts and some beautiful illustrations available at the IRCAonline.org website titled Radio Stamps for Sale, January 12th. Maybe you can reach it that way, or there's an exact URL, of course, in DX Listening Digest 17-03. Really great illustrations just looking through his catalog. I was very sad to learn on January 12th that our old friend Pat Dyer in San Antonio had died in December. He had devoted his life to studying VHF propagation, especially sporadic E, and keeping meticulous records. Lately, he had been mainly posting to dxworld.com/tvfmlog.html, but his many friends there were getting concerned when his post stopped and proceeded to investigate what had happened. A lot of that is in DX Listening Digest 17-03. ARRL was putting together an obituary tribute to Pat Dyer, WA5IYX. Also check the website under his call sign at qsl.net. A fellow sporadic E researcher, Art Jackson, KA5DWI/7, says Pat should be considered the father of sporadic E. He was very instrumental in identifying the diurnal patterns with this propagation phenomenon. He finished a B.S. physics degree in 1971 at the University of Texas and took up an appointment doing E.S. propagation research at the Office of Telecommunications in Boulder, Colorado. But because of long-term ill health, his science career was cut short, and he continued most of his research from home. The HF propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 25 and 5 January 18th, 20 and 5 February 3rd, solar flux peaking at 80 January 20th to 25th. That's World of Radio 1861. I'm Glenn Hauser.